Here we are.
It on him too.
Do it.
Jay Ruse literally got here in the nick of time. Did he freeze? What's going on, Jay Ruse?
Yo, this is fucking hectic.
Take
My
have
bad.
A little beauty sleep before you got here?
A little nappy nap? A little bit.
A little bit?
Dude, fucking, I was watching TV, passed the fuck out. Girlfriend woke me up at 7:15. She's like, don't you gotta do your show? I'm like, shut up. And then the next thing you know, it's like 7:50, and I'm like, holy shit.
The real question is, what were you watching when you fell asleep?
The new Poltergeist?
The movie?
That'll do it.
Yeah, the movie.
The only cool thing... Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, bro.
The only cool thing about that new Poltergeist was they showed what it looked like on the other side.
Cool.
That was the only thing that was cool about it. Otherwise, it was terrible. Like the first one, no joke. Still scares the shit out of me.
Yeah, it scared the shit out of me as a kid, bro. Me too.
And there was nothing scary about this one.
No, not at all.
No, well, you fell asleep. The fuck do you know? You fell asleep halfway through.
Yeah, I don't remember when I saw the first one, and my mom told me the other day, oh, yeah, you saw that when you were 5 years old.
I thought maybe Jay Ruse was doing the podcast tour like Chris.
Yeah, like, so maybe, Chris
maybe he was finishing up recording some Toy Detox or something.
Chris is in here because he's now too good for the show and he's out doing his tour of podcasts.
He's on the Crashbox Customs tour.
Crashbox tour. So, it's Jay Ruse, since he can't handle hosting, I'll take over hosting. So, what's up, everybody? It's welcome to Enter the Realm, episode 68. I had to write it down. I never pay attention, but. And, we're just going to fucking get right into it. We'll start with some introductions on the left of my screen. Dan, what's up, dude?
Yo, what's happening?
How's it going?
Another day.
I know, it's weird, like.
He's got a different angle.
No, I missed everything this week, though. I missed the Halloween stuff. I don't know if I did the hangout the next day. I don't remember. I missed James' show on Saturday. It's been a hectic
Yeah, you missed a hell of a show.
Dude, it's always good, but I got to tap out early. It's like every time I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm going to do this. And I get on and like, then by like halfway through, I'm like, dude, there's no way I'm going to make it. And James hasn't gotten to.
I'll do it earlier.
No, you don't. Don't change it because of me.
At 4 p.m.
I realize I'm like, dude, he hasn't even gotten to like the whole point of the show. Like whatever, like, you know, you have like a theme each week. I'm like, he hasn't even hit the theme yet. I'm like, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. All right. Jay Ruse, what's happening, man?
Yo. Everybody knows what's happening. I'm also having fucking computer problems. My keyboard's not working, so I had to
Maybe you should get that crust out of your eye right there.
Plastic wrap.
We see your window. Plastic. We can't even see any figures that you have.
Yeah, you got a different angle too. What is it? Different angle? I didn't get the memo.
I'm not even set up yet. Don't worry about the memo, bro.
If I would have known it was different angle day, I would have set this shit up.
How's that?
That would have been coming down like this.
Hello. There you go. Dude, it's. I wish I could do a different angle. I'm kind of stuck.
Oh, that's right. You got that camera station in that.
It's on my.
That's what you get for having a Mac.
Yeah, shout out to Miggity Miggity Mac.
Listen, you talk shit about the Mac, but if I didn't have this Mac, there would be no Rock Packs. There would be anything that you guys enjoy visually from the ROC just wouldn't exist. So,
come on, they got that shit on PC, bro.
I mean, they do, but I wouldn't have it. That's not true. I probably would. But Dust, what's up, man?
Hey, yo. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Enter the Realm. I'm chilling. How are you?
Good.
I'm a little amped up. Had the day off today. Played hooky.
Oh, nice.
Had to take care of some shit here at the apartment, but, you know.
Did you plan on it, or was it a call?
No,
I'm not going to make it today.
Nah, I had some shit going down. I had to, take care of some shit here, so.
That's how it goes sometimes.
Don't want to get into that shit, but whatever, but I am here.
Cool. Jane.
Hey.
What's up, dude?
Not much. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How was your show on Saturday?
It was good.
It's glorious.
Is Chris on that one?
Yeah, he was.
The whole show?
He
did was he on tour? As a guest?
Yeah, he did the tour. I'm telling you. He did all those podcasts, and he didn't even show up for Monday night on our show. Couldn't make Monday. Did everybody else.
Maybe that's what happens. Maybe the show is that demanding. Like, if you don't do this show, you could do a whole bunch of other stuff. Because I haven't recorded an episode of 8 weeks last week. I got one left. Well, I should say we have one left, and it's ready.
Finally.
Yeah.
So what's going to be the format? You're going to drop all eight at once?
I have no idea.
Netflix it.
and then when's the next time we get the next eight?
Season two.
Wait, hold on, hold on. Let me ask you more important. Who's dropping it? Is it Bobby or Brave that's dropping?
Well, right now I have it all. Okay. But I have not, if I'm going to spill the beans right here, I have not edited one show yet.
Oh, my
I don't think they need to be edited. But, yeah, I haven't edited one show. But then again, you know what I mean? Like, who knows? It could be 6 weeks before we record this last show. So I got some time.
This is what's so dope about doing a live podcast. There's no editing. It is what it is. Just run with it. Just go with it. It is what it is.
It's rough. So... I don't know. I have no answers to any of your questions. I apologize for that. But all right. Well, let's go back through the beginning and see what did everybody get this week. Dan, we'll start with you.
Little what you get? You gotta say it like Chris. You gotta say
what you get? Dan,
what you get?
What you get?
Not a lot, but
Daniel, what you get?
Speaking of Chris, I got this. Oh, as I'm about to drop yet another toy tonight. I got this Mayfex Superman, which thankfully mine isn't too bad. But it's not great, but it's not terrible. And then today I got this really cheap-looking grapnel gun from BVS I'm going to paint up and make look really pretty. So,
four. Oh, nice. That's a BVS gun, and it's orange?
BVS, yeah. Yeah, it's like some cheap like replica gun. I don't know why it looks like that, but I mean, it looks good. It's just... it's lacking in paint detail and all that, so I'm gonna paint that up at some point soon. But that's all I got.
Hold on a second, guys. I'm sorry. I gotta mute. Somebody take over for me.
All right, Jay Ruse, what'd you get?
Oh, wow, Dan took over.
Wow, yeah. I got this monstrous thing here, Carnifex. Perfect.
Ah, and how is he?
He's all right.
He's all right.
All right.
See? Not all what everybody says it is.
I mean, it's cool. It's a good figure. It's not nothing. I've seen better. I'm happier with other things than I am with him.
So would you be happier with a more G1-esque, or did it just not live up to your comic expectations?
No, it lived up to my comic expectations. It's a good figure. I'm not going to say it's not, but I don't think he's... everything, like he's the best figure of the year type of thing. You know, he's a good figure.
Are you that big of a comic reader?
Yeah, I'm up to date with most of the comics. Okay. I think I've read all of More Than Meets the Eye at this point. Cool. I haven't looked at the new series yet, but yeah, I follow them. I got Last Stand of the Wreckers. You know, I think he's a great character. I just don't think he fits in with the rest of the toys. So. Basically, he's just a standalone Overlord. He's not the right size to go with the other figures, the other Wreckers, the other, what do you call them, Phase Sixers. You know,
He's just too big, or what's the deal?
He's too big.
But isn't he a big character in the comics?
Hey, Dan, just his back.
Yeah, I don't
have a conversation.
No. Jisk is the question, man.
No, it's all right. He's asking questions I would ask.
You know what? He's supposed to be a big figure, but I don't think he's supposed to be. So you put him next to MMC Spartan. I don't think he's supposed to be twice the height of Spartan.
Well, don't you think it's Spartan that's too tall and not Carnifex that's too big?
No, I think Carnifex is too big.
Oh, you do, huh?
Because Spartan's a larger than Voyager size figure, you know? And I don't think, like, Carnifex stands taller than a Masterpiece Dinobot.
He's an Ultra Magnus size, right?
Yeah, I think he's about the same size as Ultra Magnus, yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture. They're about the same size in the comics, so.
I guess that. But Masterpiece, you're talking Masterpiece.
I'm looking at IDW itself.
But don't you think they made that Carnifex to be more Masterpiece scale?
It's... So, if they did, the problem is then he's alone. You know what I mean? He doesn't play with other figures.
But if you got, so just hear me out. You put Carnifex on one side of the shelf, mm-hmm. and then you put your Impactor, maybe with some kind of stand, like he's leaping in the air.
Sure, that if you want to do that, but you stand them side by side, then they don't go with each other. I don't know if I think I might be alone on this. Like, I don't think anybody agrees with me. Yeah.
A lot of people are really liking it, but I know some people that weren't too happy also. So,
because I mean, I saw a picture the other day, a comic picture of in More Than Meets the Eye when Fort Max is fighting against him.
And they're
close to the same size. You know, Overlord might be a little bit bigger. So even if you put the leg extensions on Warden, he still doesn't come close to Carnifex's size, you know?
Can that just be Perfect Effect's fault?
Yeah, but then MMC made Spartan too. And Spartan is nowhere close to Carnifex's size, you know? So, no, I mean, I'm not saying he's a bad figure. He's a great figure. He's a good figure.
Hey,
I just don't think he fits in with anything, so it makes me feel like he stands alone instead of with your other toys.
Didn't a lot of people break theirs, too? Was there problems?
No, I
only heard of one person break
it. I thought a couple of people broke
it. It's pretty damn solid. It'd be pretty difficult to break this figure.
But also, Jay Roos is also the first person I've heard say that he doesn't like it.
Yeah, that's great.
You guys shout out to Jay my words.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I just said I don't.
This way.
He speaking real words.
It wasn't worth the $185.
Do you think it's too expensive for what you're getting?
Jay, just say it, man. Just say it. Don't think. Just say it.
I would have been
happy. You're not talking to your girlfriend right now. You're talking
happier. I would have been happier paying less for him.
Well, I bet
that's everybody.
That's him saying it's not worth it.
It's just
buyers regret. Welcome to the.
You want a figure that plays with your other toys or can stand with your other toys, especially because it's specifically an IDW version of Overlord. But then
he was always in dynamic poses in the comic, so he wasn't always
get him low on those haunches. As they
DJ was all looking it up. He's looking it up.
I was looking it up.
I saw him scrolling through those pages. You're like, yeah, I can't find a comparison pick. Yeah, it's difficult to say. But, I mean, was Overlord that much larger than Megatron? Was he that much larger than Sixshot? Was he that much larger than all of the big Decepticons?
Sure.
According to this toy, yes. I mean, it's the same size. It's almost the same size as the G1 figure. I think that's what they were really going for, right?
Yeah, it's a little shorter than that.
So,
do you think that they had, in order to get all of its modes to work successfully, it had to be that big?
It's possible, but I'm sure they could have downsized it and made it work just as well.
I just think they went for that fucking money, that cash.
Yeah, they wanted the big size. They just wanted a big figure. I mean, it's a bigger is cooler nowadays, right? And all the alt modes, when they're bigger, they are cooler. Unfortunately, for my taste, I would have liked him to scale better with the Chug figures that he's supposed to go with.
Right.
Okay.
So not the
is the chat exploding right now? Because I haven't even got a chance to open that up.
It's all over the place, like it was a little bit, but then I think they got
well. MP Collector says, I can't really tell what I'm hearing right now. Does J. Ruse not love Overlord?
He's saying it's fine.
It's fine. I don't, for me, you're right. I don't love it.
It's that big because I'm not collecting anything else, and I'm not even buying this thing, but if I were to get it, it would be because it's so big and like it could stand by itself. I would just want it to be by itself.
And I love the fact that J. Roos is hating it.
I don't hate it, you guys see.
Are you going to sell it?
No, of course not. I didn't sell it.
No, that's true.
No.
That's true.
I'm not.
All right.
I'm digging it. I dig it enough to keep it.
That's the only thing you got was Carnifex?
And I forgot. I got this shirt at TFCon, which I forgot to talk about last time. It's the Matrix.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Yes, and I didn't mention it during my haul. So
it's too late.
You're right. I guess you're right.
Yep. All right, Dust. What about you? What'd you get this week?
No Transformers, man. I've been off the Transformers wagon here. I want my X-Men comic tickles, or my Claremont tickles, as I call it, and I've been purchasing some Marvel Selects. I got the Marvel Select Colossus.
I'm sorry, real fast. Tommy called Jameis Jay Snooze.
That's your new shit.
Hashtag Jay Snooze.
So I got the Marvel Select Colossus.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's right out of the early 80s Claremont Cockrum era. And I said Cockrum, so Jay Ruse is going to get a little excited on that. Cock and rum in the same word. Jay Ruse, anything?
No Cockrum.
Nothing at all. And negative. I got the Marvel negative. Select.
That's Dan Steve's, not mine.
Cyclops, just for the same factor.
I feel like the face doesn't look right, though, on that.
Yeah, it's, you know what? These figures came out a little bit way, how far before? Dan, how long before Marvel Legends were these?
I think they were after, Select? Actually.
They're Marvel Selects. They're not the toy.
No. After the Toy Biz Legends, right?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, yeah.
So they're I should ask James because he knows. So their sculpting is okay. It's not crazy, but they're very hefty. They're hard to pose. They're not as articulated as the newer Legends are, but they're not.
Until recently, Diamond Select wasn't allowed to articulate them because of Hasbro.
As stylized as the new stuff?
But I mean, they stand on the shelf, though, right? And they do.
Yeah, with some help. So, but this is exactly the X-Men team that I want, that I remember as a kid, as I first started reading the comics. And then I got Storm.
Oh, nice! The Snowball Iceman. Looks like he's made of clouds, not ice.
They didn't make anything. Well, that wasn't what he was in that era. Yeah, that was more of the early 60s era. But the only X-Men that this line has made that looks like this is there's Nightcrawler, which I just got one on eBay loose for a good price. And I'm going to buy the Wolverine they have because it has the silver, the tiger stripes, the original Wolverine from that era. So it'll fit better. These do not scale well with Legends because they're about an inch and a half taller. They're about seven.
The 7-inch scale.
About 7-inch scale. So, but with the brown Wolverine, the new Legends, it's not too bad. I took some pics. I threw them on Instagram. They look pretty good together, but I'm going to just go the distance and get the whole team and just have it on a separate shelf. So
that Storm looks good, though.
Yeah, you know what? It really looks good, but it's – you can't do any this cape. It's you can't fucking.
Are you gonna buy just some regular stands for him, or no? Are you not gonna go that far?
Well, she comes with a stand, and I know why she came with a stand, because if you try to fucking put this figure up, it's so hard to pose it and to have it stand up straight and not fall on you every 3 minutes.
All right. Let me ask you guys a question. Oh, go ahead, Dustin.
No. Go ahead.
Do you guys feel that using a stand for your figure then makes it kind of feel like a statue? I know it's not a statue because it's still posable and stuff, but is it take away having to use a stand? Does that take away from the figure to you?
I would rather not have my figures on a stand, but for display purposes, I could see if you have to. Storm's booty. Booty.
A lot about booties today. On some video. I just feel like when you have to use a stand, or using a stand just makes it feel more static than like.
And I like a stand, especially for something like this.
That is definitely a reason to have a stand like that, like an action posing stand. But if you just need a round base with two pegs in it just to put the feet in.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous.
Well, I know a lot of people like in the G.I. Joe world. For their 3 3/4, they use those little stands. And the same thing with Star Wars in that scale. They use the stands to keep them up on their shelves. And that's great because there's not much articulation to those figures. But something like this, you really don't want to have a stand for that. It just doesn't – especially if you're taking pictures and when you look at it and you pass it, you know. I don't know. To me, that's
– Yeah, no. And there's people in the chat saying that they don't feel that way, so it may just be
– But for action stands – like what Dan was saying, like for poses and flying things and you know, taking photography, you know, pictures and toy photography and whatnot, it's all cool, man. And then I went down a bad road and I picked up the call it the new Infinite Warfare, Call of Duty, and I only paid a lot of money for this just for one fucking thing, the remastered COD 4. So for the Legacy Edition, the way I see it is I paid $60 for the remaster and $20 for the new piece of shit that they Damn. They gave us.
You paid $80 for that?
Yeah, it was $80.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, man.
Should have waited.
Did you try it? Did you try?
You know what? I red boxed Infinite Warfare a couple days ago, and I didn't hate it. I did not hate it. It was just the same shit we've gotten in the past two games. It's not as
the commercials look interesting. That's why I asked.
Well, you know what? I'm a boots on the ground type of guy. I like the old CODs. You know, I don't like that jump around, fly around, walk on wall shit. Mm-hmm. You know, and again, this is just a cookie cutter of the past two games. Is it as bad as Advanced Warfare? No, nothing could be as bad as that. I wasn't a fan of Blobs 3 because I don't like their graphics. It looks a little too cartoony. I didn't like their map design. When I played this one, it gave me a little bit more of a COD feel. I really not happy about the jumping around and the futuristic shit, but I played about 15 games, and there was enough for me to say, okay, I'll give this a try. And then when I started watching the videos of the COD 4 remaster, I'm like, yeah, man, because I loved COD 4, man.
You're playing online with people, right? You're not just talking about the...
Yeah. Fuck the campaign. I don't fucking care about
that
shit.
There was a time when I was like all in for playing online, and now I'm just like, I don't want to fucking talk to anybody.
So, yeah, the remastered, man, that's what it's all about, man. So I didn't get a chance to play it because it wasn't included in the disc that I got from Redbox. But I was like, you know what? I sold some shit this week. Let me just buy it. It's a new COD. I always buy it anyway. And if I get bored with the new game, I'll just fuck around with the remastered because they got 10 maps from the original game, and I'm sure they're going to release the rest of the maps in DLC.
For $40.
Yeah, it's sick, man. It's fucking sickening. It's sickening.
Dude, whoever, like, I don't know where that originated from.
Genius. It's fucking genius.
Yeah, for them. It was fucking
genius, man.
You know, they're kicking themselves. Like, why didn't we think of this from day one?
So basically, I fucking paid $60 for a remastered game, and then I paid $20 for that new piece of shit. And that's it, man. That was my week.
Sweet. All right, Jane, what's up with you, man? What'd you get this week?
Let's see. I had to write it down. I can't remember from Saturday. just real quick, Dust, you should ask Crashbox Customs to make you a Danger Room.
For your
figures.
Nice.
For the price of on the house.
Otherwise, I'm getting some cardboard and aluminum spray paint from Krylon and making a danger room.
Nice. What did I get? I got KFC Simba, which I should be getting back this week, along with Playart's Kai Nightwing and Batgirl. MP Thrust and Optimus Primal. I really don't like that thrust.
Oh, no.
Mega Block Enterprise. I got the Matty Collector Jackalman, Filmation Evil Lynn. The Toys R Us exclusive Hover Pilot, the Walgreens C-3PO. I got the G.I. Joe Zombie Viper 2-pack in Iron Grenader and Viper, and I also bought the Titans Return Weird Wolf and Mind Wipe since they were only $10 at Walmart.
Let me ask you about that Mega Bloks Enterprise. Are you more of a Mega Bloks fan than like a Lego fan, or is it just they just happen to have it?
They just happen to have it.
Okay, so you were just, if it was made by Lego, you just would have grabbed that version?
Yeah. I mean, okay. I bought the Technodrome, and they're the only ones doing that. So, yeah. I saw the Enterprise. I'm like, oh, wow. Over 3,000 pieces? All right. I might, and it's huge, so I thought, why not? What the hell?
Did you build it?
No, I'm still working on it. I mean, and it costs $250. I mean, you're paying the same amount of money you would for like Lego.
Yeah, damn, man.
But the quality, I will admit, is not up to par as Lego. I mean, some of the blocks are just like, god damn it, snap together.
Is it that they don't, that's my thing, is that they don't snap together or they don't hold together?
I have had problems just with them trying to get them to snap together at times. But, yeah.
Do Mega Bloks work with Lego? Is the spacing the same?
I believe so.
Oh.
I've never tried it. But yeah.
Basically a KO Lego?
Basically. Kind of, yeah.
I mean, I got no problem with KO, as you guys know. That's not true. Some KO I do. But I think we'll talk about that later.
Hey, man, Lego held on to that shit for too long. A lot of the people eat.
I mean, it's just a, it's a brick. That's it. It's a brick that locks together.
So, Jess, what'd you get?
Oh, sweet. Thanks, dude.
Oh, hey.
I just got that MP bust. I mean, thrust. Sorry. Such a... I mean, listen. I knew what I was getting, but, like, I was just... It was worse than I was expecting.
How much was that thrust?
$40.
Yeah. $39.99.
You can look it up if you need to know. If you don't know how much that thing costs, you've been living under a rock. That's all I'm gonna say.
Here comes the question.
Let me ask you.
Yeah, please do.
What don't you like about it?
Let me tell you what I do like about it, because that list is shorter. And I like that it fills the hole
in your butt. Thrust.
Yeah, in my collection. Not in my butt. In my collection.
Mm-hmm.
But what I don't like about it. Dude, where to begin? I don't like the face. It looks fucking terrible. I don't like the waist. So some people have this problem, some people don't, but I have that wiggly ass waist problem. I know the wings are supposed to be down on the bottom. I think it looks dumb.
Yeah.
I just think they didn't do a good job of that.
God. Dan just nutted all over himself. Go ahead.
Nope, just broke my Superman.
Live on the air. You heard it.
Shout out
first.
To High Price Figures.
You want to talk about that for a minute?
You gonna be able to return it?
All right, let's go over to Dan.
Yeah, I doubt Chris has another one to switch out. So
what happened?
Where'd you break it?
What'd you do?
The fucking leg. I was trying to pull the peg out so I could tighten up the fucking thighs, and it just.
Oh, so you were actually trying to alter it? So you broke it while fucking with it?
Is it an eight broke?
You didn't break it while opposing it. You broke it while trying to fuck with it.
Trying to fix it, yeah. And then
The peg just snapped off inside the leg.
Oh, peg. Let's see, Dan. Hold it up. You're highlighted here.
You just see.
Look at the disappointment. Oh, man. Oh, hop along.
If you're watching this live, you can just see the minute. Rewind it back about 2 minutes.
Is Dan crying?
And you can just see the disappointment sink deeper. And deeper.
Yeah, I knew. Some told me, it's like, dude, just get the hair dryer. Get the hair dryer. No, it's coming out. I can feel it coming out. Oh, it came out all right.
I mean, now you can just keep him on the stand and just put like a half a broken building in front of
him. It's not like he was on a fucking horse or anything.
That's the worst.
Nobody.
Hold on a minute, guys. Nobody. Listen, I want to give a moment of silence for
Mayfax Superman.
It ain't fucking worth it. I knew I shouldn't have bought this, but I did anyway. I don't want to leave a friend.
Moment of silence, Dan.
Brian Brink said that could be your Reeves Superman.
See, I wasn't the only one with the joke.
All right, so back to thrust. Sorry that happened, Dan. That sucks.
Hey,
I know that.
Peg out.
Oh, there you go.
Dan, you'll fix it. I know you will.
Yeah, I'll take care of it. It's fine.
Sure you will.
It's disappointing.
But yeah. Sorry, so Billy. You know, it's all right. Listen,
you know what? You know what's disappointing? Chris not being on the show right now.
Yeah,
we'll revisit it. I'm sure Dan, because this is going to happen. I mean, really, Dan's going to like he'll finally put it down in like 5 minutes. And be like, okay, I'm cool. And then, you know, you'd be like, all right, no big deal, whatever. And then, you know, 10 minutes out, it comes in waves. The second wave of grief.
I fixed it.
The second wave of grief will fucking rush over you.
It's not so much grief. Like, I wasn't super hyped on this figure, but I thought, well, I'm getting the armored Batman, so I need a Superman to go with it. You know, it's a good price. I'll just fucking eat the price, and I'll be okay.
I like that you have Gorilla Glue just on standby right there.
Yeah, I always have it. This is my
workspace. Hey, man. It's the workspace shit, man. Me and Jisk were talking about that. If you're a Transformers collector, you need to have some certain things in arm's reach.
Yeah, let's do a quick rundown. What do you have in arm's reach? Dan, we'll start with you since we're talking about it. What's in arm's reach that you use to repair?
Whoa. You want to finish talking about thrust first?
It's a piece.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't because he doesn't want to be judged.
No, he's dodging it. You can judge me. Dude, it sucks. I knew
judged.
It was going to suck.
Like, I was... Judge
it's
for Carnifex.
It's the 19. You were.
It's the price point, right?
Oh no! Look at the chat.
fucking.
A sensitive people up in there today.
Yeah, man, they are.
The left side of this display here is sensitive. Yeah, but anyway, so it sucks. It doesn't in alt mode where I was really hoping like that thing's gonna fucking look great. It doesn't tab together right. It's a piece of shit, man.
So basically, you're telling me like how I want to do the KOs for the others and him. Well, For the one, I shouldn't do that, and I should just go the other way.
That's the reason why I didn't do the BB7 thrust is because it wasn't this version. Their cone heads are the iGear versions, which are fine.
Yeah.
But I'm already planning on going Toy World for the other one, so I wanted just to kind of keep them similar because I had the Takara Ramjet, so I don't want to mess all that up. But I mean, the BB7 Skywarp and Thundercracker are better figures. They're better made figures. So you can cry that it's a KO all day long. You can be upset about that, some people, but it's made better. It's a better figure. So it's, you know, my attitude is for me, for my collection, I just want whatever's the best made toy.
Let me ask you a question. So here, let's go. Let's talk a little bit about KOs. I know we were talking about.
No. We were going somewhere else. Remember? We're going to talk about what we have on our workspace.
Okay. I was just going with the flow, but okay.
Well, I don't mind. I don't mind having this KO conversation.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go.
I mean, it'd be real fast. Listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going down that route. Shout out to Tyler L. Make sure Tyler picks up a fucking gets his popcorn ready right now.
Listen, Tyler was real quick. If you guys listen to Toy Detox to say, him and Lenny hit me up about having these KOs, and you bet your ass right from the beginning, I was like, fuck yes, I have these KOs. And I'm ready for whatever. Boot me out. They're worth getting booed out of that for. I'll tell you this straight up. They're that good that I will gladly give up my 1% status because these shits are that fucking good.
Was there even a reason to have a 1% status? Is that really?
No, it's just for fun. It's just for shits.
I know.
So here's the question. Has Hasbro and Takara already made their money on that fucking mold?
I think they have.
Easily.
So
25
in that mold, are either of those characters currently available being sold by Hasbro or Takara?
I think the Thundercracker only maybe.
Where?
Is it what, not,
which one?
The new, the light blue one. The one that we have the BB7 version.
The light blue one. Right?
Yeah.
But not the
Hasbro Asia version.
Not the regular one, right? The Toys R Us version, right?
That's gone.
No, gone, right? Skywarp is not available either, right?
Right.
We're trying to justify.
Only a pre-order for an upcoming.
And I will say this, but before you go there, if that's pre-order to be made again, so now you're getting like the 19th rendition of that mold.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm just throwing that out there.
So, Hasbro and Takara not available. The only way it's available is through the secondary market, correct?
Correct.
So what's wrong with getting the KO version? If it's especially because it's superior.
Well, the argument being is that you're not supporting the official, and it's taking money out of their product, out of their pocket. So hold on, so they can't.
Which I know. Already established is not available.
Is that they're taking money out of their pocket so that they, you know, they can't further the line. But yes, they've made their money 10 times over on all, so much so that they can put out these shitty cone heads, and it wouldn't even phase them.
Yep.
So yeah, so at this point, I'm looking for whatever is a better made version. Similar to people that are raving about this oversized Grimlock or raving about the MPP-10, it's better made, and that's what I want for me.
Good.
Yeah.
That's my philosophy as well. I went in on that KO Skywarp because it's a better made figure, and you can't get what was it when we went to NJCC? What was that Skywarp going for? It was like $800.
$600, like a while back. I remember you guys sent me a photo.
So then they came out with a pre-order for a new wave of them, and they're still asking $200. It doesn't make any sense for me to pay $200 when I can get a KO that is less than half the price and better made.
Yeah, but he did debut at $200, the MP11.
No, I know. But if they can put the same mold out at Toys R Us for $65. I think
I'll be the first
that goes to show what the margin, what their margin is on that product, right?
Well, that's Hasbro, though. That's
it's not too far.
Apples and oranges kind of compares. Yep.
I will be the first to say too that I was one of those people that was like, nope, I'm not going to do it, and not even I wasn't even going to look at it, and it just happened to Hanny just happened to have one out that you could mess with, and then just talking with Jay Ruse, it was like, I mean, sold me on it. You sold me on the idea, like, dude, why wouldn't you not want the better figure? And I, that wasn't even my mentality. It was just like, look, like I bought the Thrust knowing it was going to be inferior, but just because it was official, and now I'm like, man, why? I don't need it to be official. Like, this is what I've decided now. I don't need it to be official. I need it to be good. And yeah. The fact that it was good and significantly cheaper, half off than the shitty official, man, I'm an idiot not to do that.
Yep. You've come long enough in this game and put enough money in their pockets, you know, to say, fuck it. It's just enough.
On a business level, and I'm an idiot not to do that.
And then you say Hasbro and Takara is apples and oranges, but you talk about Takara Bumblebee being $65, but Toys R Us Hasbro Bumblebee being more than $65. So it's not. It's really you're paying for the mold. And if the Starscream mold was released at Toys R Us for $65, that means
you also got the factor of Toys R Us in there too, of the pricing. I'm just saying. I'm not trying to like sit here and like. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Just tell them.
You got to think about
tell them.
Well, we're used to Toys R Us. Oh, Thundercracker came out. Awesome. That's going to replace the MP, 06 or 07, whatever the hell it was. So the Hipsker one. Cool.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We never got a Takara version of that one. Awesome. So now we're all thinking, oh, the next one's going to be Skywarp. We've been subjected to like this nice little Toys R Us gives us these exclusives and they're going to be cheaper. That's fine. And you can live by that, but again, you can also live that way for the fact that we're going to supposedly get all these masterpieces throughout season one, season two, season three, and all this in our lifetime. And, you know, official. But my thing is, like, I think we are a little, you know, that Starscream really put us into a loop when that thing was so damn cheap at Toys R Us. Oh, and then we expect all the other MP11 molds, like, this is bullshit, even though it's a Takara Mall exclusive.
Dude, and if that's limited
to 1,000 or whatever they want to tell us, right. You know, exclusivity there.
That's what's funny about the Ram, because the Ramjet you can still find everywhere. I guarantee 1,000 people bought that shit.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. And well, and that's what I'll say too. Like, so two thoughts on that Hasbro Starscream for $60.
Yeah, it was $60.
One, they either made a mistake and that's why it was done fast, or two, that's the proof that they've made their money so much that they were, that's $60 for that is giving it away.
Now,
in comparison to what the other prices are.
The Rainmakers, they were 80, right?
79.
Yeah, they were 80.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it was $59 for them.
Because they had a bigger box? Get the fuck
out. No, it's the same size box.
Yeah. No, the Rainmakers, they were the same size box?
Yeah, so the box was the same.
Yep. Fucking incredible.
And I get that. I mean, like, the Soundwave, Hasbro killed it on the Soundwave for the TRX because we got the tapes.
Yeah, the tapes, right. God,
the best 120, thing. Right? That was, yeah. I remember, it was like 120.
Even the MP10 at first was great.
Was it 125 or something like that?
Yeah, 125.
Yeah, the animated tickled one.
So why are these fucking Autobot cars so fucking expensive?
But yeah, I don't understand what's going on. And here's the other thing too. I bet you anything will get screwed over. There'll be a TRU Skywarp probably the next year or two. Probably $65-$80.
Listen, I don't need it. I'm happy with the one I got.
Actually, I think it might be out this year. I mean, they haven't said anything, but
it wasn't originally maybe next year. It was supposed to be out at the end of this year. But now I just kind of feel like
It might go into next year.
All right.
No, they're next holiday.
Do you guys want to go back and talk about tools of the tools of repair? All right, so Dan, we'll start with you since you're in the process of repairing. What's within your reach to repair stuff?
I have three pairs of pliers, scissors, an X-Acto knife, one of those extendable blades. I think I already said scissors, paint brushes, chopsticks.
Chopsticks.
Wait, what is a chopstick?
For your ass?
Oh, okay.
Rubber bands, glue, paint.
Well, you do a lot of wires for your customizing, also, right?
Yeah. Oh, and a screwdriver,
3D printer, ECAD machine.
Yeah,
exactly.
The essentials, just the essentials.
What about you, Jay Reeves? What do you have?
I only within arm's reach. I just have some Sharpies, some silver and gold Sharpies to touch up paint. That's pretty much it within arm's reach. Okay. This fucking piggy boy over there.
What about you, Des?
All right. Let's see what I got. I got a nail clipper.
I knew that would be there.
And then you have the old emery board. Steak knife.
That's all for his nails.
Tweezers.
There you go.
clear nail polish. Everybody needs to have clear nail polish.
Oh, shit. I have that. Nope. I have that arm's length, too.
My basic micro screwdriver set.
There you go.
So that's pretty much what you need.
Covered in dust bunnies flying around in front of you.
Because you know what? I haven't bought any third-party figures lately that needed some help. So, yeah, I mean, basically that's it for me. You know, a couple of markers and Sharpies for, you know, fixing some black paint issues or whatnot. But everybody needs to have something like that in your arm's distance if you are especially a third-party collector.
Yep.
And lately, a Hasbro Masterpiece collector. Yikes.
Yeah, for real. And, you know what? That dude can wait. Let's go to James. James always last. James, what do you got within you in a close proximity?
I got a couple of knives, snips, paint, clear nail polish, Sharpies.
Oh, I have that too.
Modeling glue, screwdrivers, same as everyone else.
Yeah, exactly. And then before I announce our featured guest of the evening.
He's a guest now.
I will say that I have the same stuff. I've got some crazy glue, some nail polish, pin push, Z-Acto knife, a screwdriver set, all the same stuff, and it just sits in a little drawer.
See, I don't fuck around with a pin push because that's not on my level. I will totally fuck up a figure just like Dan did.
No, that shit's easy.
I will Mafex the fucking Superman shit out of it like Dan just did.
It's so easy. Once you just get like comfortable with it, it's so easy. Like if you have something that's loose, like a knee or an elbow that's on a pin, man, if you just push out the pin and then put some nail polish on it, shit's ready to go.
When I had Warbitron, I had to do that. I had to fix the truck or whatever. It's easy. You stick the pin in there, hammer it out.
Yeah. Nah, I ain't fucking with that. It's cool. Too much. It'll stay loosey-goosey.
All right, so everybody, big round of applause for the man of the hour.
Hey, special guest tonight.
Lordy, Lordy, look who's 40.
Hey.
Toy Detox's own Chris Pinkerton.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
What were you just finishing up, a podcast of Hummels and moments?
Actually,
it's a John Deere.
Jane, apparently IGN was pretty pissed you wouldn't do the podcast, so you know. They see me out here, so then he was up. They hit me up.
Yeah, fresh off the Crash Box tour.
Yeah.
That's right.
The Crash Box World Tour. I do want to say, dude, everybody's already said it too, but officially on the show, happy birthday, man.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Welcome to the Silver Age Club, my friend.
Yeah, Dust called me yesterday and said, welcome to the Silver Age Club.
Okay. I am the club president.
Dust is the ambassador.
he's a president, but he's also a client.
Once you get to that 4-0, baby, you in my life, you in my town now, baby.
Yeah, we got a bunch of people chasing us, though. So sooner than later, they'll be up here with us.
Mm-hmm. I got some time, which is nice.
Me too.
There's a good chance I'll be done with my collection before I turn 40. So
fuck that.
Nice.
Fuck you.
Chris, what'd you get this week? We went over it and we talked about KOs for a little bit. But
yeah, I got a chance to listen just a little bit on the way in. I heard you talking about KOs. I think I have I got a tape of Dan saying, "Oh, there we go," in a whisper that I play when I'm taking a shit.
What did I?
I mean, even for your birthday, your family didn't get you anything cool?
Come on now. You know
better. Come on, Chris.
I got some cash. I got two Brainstorms from Walgreens. Then I got them delivered to my house. I was out in the garage working, and the FedEx guy pulls up and brings me a box. And
Oh, I've heard this story before.
You have. It
must have been on one of the other podcasts.
I know. Let's see. What did he say? You got Napoleon, I think. What else?
He dropped the box in the corner and didn't think think about it.
I'm just glad Jay Ruse knows that we do have other shows on the Cool Table Network.
He purchased a Hummel from 1947.
That's right.
Little old woman in its rocking chair, something like that.
I'm actually really into Russian nesting dolls. But they have to be made by children injured in the Chernobyl accident. It's a very specific collection.
So they all have to have 12 fingers.
They all have to emit radiation.
The 12 fingers to make them work faster.
Until I get to hold it down. So, Chris, you may have missed this, but Dan, during his "What did you get?" said that he bought a Superman off of you.
He did.
Yeah, you should ask him how that's going.
It just miraculously just crumbled in his fucking hand, Chris.
I apologize. I am.
Dan, show it, man.
I am just a supplier.
Let's see what Chris sent you. Oh, wow.
I can't see the show.
It looks like a nasty crotch. Would you like me to see about getting you a replacement piece?
Well, you know, you are his ambassador.
That would be great, but I'm...
I am the dope man, so...
Dope man.
I provide the crack.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't get off, if not, then, you know, I'll just eat it. You
know? No refunds!
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, you'll get mad that you're eating, but technically... I don't think that break is Chris's fault.
No, I never said it was. I know it's my fault. I knew what I was getting into buying Mafex stuff, but I just
it's Mafex. That's great.
That you
Mafex.
Blamed it on Mafex.
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 But I gotta tell you something though. This is making me seriously question my future purchases of Mafex figures.
Hey, you're committed to three other figures, so I don't want to hear it.
Wait, which ones?
Wonder Woman, Nightmare Batman, and
you better just cancel those orders ASAP.
I never committed to Wonder Woman.
Well, you didn't commit to it, but you know that you'll buy it.
No, I will not, dude. That ain't happening.
So, Chris, we were also just talking about too. I know you're not at home, or you may be. It doesn't look like you are.
No, I am not. I am in lovely Jackson, Mississippi.
I see some sort of crazy hutch behind him.
At home.
Not my house.
At home, what's in your what repair items do you generally have like around you? Like what's your like sitting at you say so if you're sitting down at whatever wherever your workstation is, what's your normal repair stuff?
We're not talking bandsaws and
repair figures.
No, not in the shop.
It's a hot knife and
No, in your regular space that you usually like fuck around with your figs.
Will it hurt y'all's feelings if I tell you I don't have that because I don't bring my toys?
But you don't have nail polish to fix shit. It's not like you break them, but they just some shit needs to be touched up.
Nope.
You're a fucking
or put Repro labels on with tweezers and
I do well. I don't have it all just right there. Yeah. I don't have my personal stash of stuff, but
fuck yeah.
You know what's funny is the one dude that who I just assumed had that and more because you do so much shit. You have the least amount.
Look at Jay Roo's rearranging the room for the dog.
Now listen, I have all that stuff. I have
no, but not like in your general, like I got a little shelf, I mean a little three drawered little plastic thing over here that's got everything in it. Whatever.
You know, I would I mean if I needed to fix something, I'd go out to my workspace and do it.
So you don't have a base of operations in the house, it's all in the garage.
Yeah.
All right.
For all those things I don't play with.
Cool.
So,
Dan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You ready to?
I guess I should stop trying to fix this bullshit.
No, just put it to the side and leave it alone.
Dude, just throw it in the garbage.
You see his face? Yeah. He was just holding his fucking head. He's like,
you know what you should do? Sell it for parts, bro. Part it out.
Dude, this figure was DOA. You know, I mean, I was late into the game on this one. But this thing was DOA. Nobody fucking likes it.
And you know, that crash box isn't keeping that in a
shout out to everybody
climate-controlled storage unit. It was brittle as shit.
Hey, I don't – those flip a game strong on that stuff. It does not hang around my house long enough to
– Hey, man, just hit a PayPal and just get a claim in.
Yeah. It's fine. I think I'm just going to put a screw in, put a ball joint around it. It should be fine. Not going to have the same mobility, but whatever. It'll do.
Oh, God. What's going on here?
All right. So, starting off with some excellent news.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Funimation finally got the rights to distribute and produce an English dub of Dragon Ball Super.
Yo, so I got a Dragon Ball story, and I don't think I told. Did I tell you guys about the Dragon Ball dude on the airplane the other day?
Yes.
Let me quickly scan through 75 podcasts.
No. I think I mentioned it in a chat. I don't think I mentioned it on the show.
Oh, wow. You saved something for our show. Great.
See this rubber band? I'm flicking this rubber band at you. Fuck your Silver Age Club. I'm out.
You out, son. I'm out. I'm 39 again.
My mama messed up on my birth certificate. That's how they do it in Alabama. I was on an airplane, and there was a dude sitting next to me, and he looked really – I mean, he looked the part, right? He looked nerdy. So we get going on the airplane, and you can turn on your mobile devices, and he busts out some Dragon Ball – I don't know which one. It was subtitled, so it was probably one of these newer ones you guys like. But he was, like, into it. He was, like, nodding his head, and like, he was all into it, and he was eating Cheetos at the same time. So.
Oh, no Mountain Dew. I'm disappointed.
Screaming Kamehameha.
They didn't have any Mountain Dew on the airplane. Sorry, it was a Coca-Cola airplane.
So, Dan, J. Ruse, and James, you're into this as well or no?
Yeah, I've been into this for about 15 years.
Oh, okay. So you guys are hyped on this coming out?
Only 15.
Oh, I guess that's as long as it's been around in the States, at least.
Yeah.
I mean, if they use the official character voices, then yeah, I'd be really excited about it.
I was telling Dan earlier, like, I've never watched Dragon Ball Z, but I think the figures and stuff that come out look, are cool as shit. I think
so. Dust has literally checked completely out on this.
They're cool now. They weren't back in the day.
No, the because they were made bad, or just because it was like a joke?
It was just the time, you know. I mean, it was like Marvel figures back then. You know, I mean, they're
these were worse. Time,
but looking back, you know, they're just. Not
they were just advancement in technology.
They were like 4-inch tall statues with one point of articulation or something.
Yeah, I remember them. Yeah. I remember them.
It was bad.
But now they're making. You're getting everything though, right? Isn't that what they're doing now? Is like they're coming out with all these figures. It seems like all the time.
Slowly.
Oh, it's slow.
Yeah, it's like the mass line for Transformers.
I mean, it's quicker than a Takara pace, but it's still fairly.
I mean, there's still a lot of figures out right now. If somebody were to start now, they'd be like, holy shit, there's a lot of figures.
And it's expensive.
It's expensive.
I mean, the newer stuff we're still doing, but
they're really good figures. I mean, they're figure arts, so everybody's on that figure arts.
It's like the masterpiece.
The masterpiece.
How good is that Mafex Superman?
I never said it's this masterpiece.
Mafex. Mafex.
Actually, I think Braves got one for sale pretty cheap.
I'm not
buying another one. Tell me you just want the leg. Be like, bro, let me just buy the leg from you.
Yeah, let me buy the lower torso and the legs, dude.
Tell him you'll give him 20 for a custom.
Dude, tell him he could still sell the top part as a bust, and you just want the lower half.
Yeah. I don't know. He might go for it. Brave, if you're listening, dude, hit me up if you got a good price. If not, then whatever.
Brave, selling half of it is better than selling none of it.
That's what I'm saying. Hook a brother up.
Yep.
But yeah, so this is awesome. I can't wait to rewatch this in their English dubs with what I know is Goku. And
when's it
looks kind of weird here.
And when's this coming out?
They're starting it soon within the next couple of months. So I'd probably assume probably mid to late next year if I were to hazard a guess.
Yeah,
hey,
it would probably be a year away.
Dan, why don't you do an earring like this dude has? I guess it's a dude. Is that one of the Dragon Balls?
No.
Is that what it's called? Earring. Yeah.
Which one? It's a porter ring?
Yeah. Putara or whatever it's pronounced.
Right. I'm going to take the camera off this because it's the same picture for the past
10. I'd rock that.
On the first day of Christmas, his true love gave to him
a porter ring.
An earring. Yeah. Someone else has the other earring, and so when they see each other, they can fuse.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's all dope. Fusion.
That seriously sounds like
other ear, yes.
Yep.
Are you? I know. Is this real life? I'm so confused.
Yeah, he's dead serious right now. That's a true thing. It just happened in the last episode.
Otherwise, they would have to do a fancy dance. They would have to do a fancy dance to Fuse together.
Oh, that's why J. Ruse likes it. It's like,
wait, hang on. Are you serious about the fancy dance?
God, yes. You're fucking killing me.
Yes.
Yeah, he's being dead serious.
I'm into the show now. I want to see him dance in Fuse. That sounds like a porn.
I'll send you some videos.
I'm so confused.
There's a GIF of it.
You need to go watch Fusion Reborn, the movie.
Next.
Watch all those Fusion.
Yeah. Have they made a feature animated movie?
They have 20.
Oh, 20?
Shit. Yep.
I'm already 20 behind. Don't send me anything. I'm not. I missed my window. It's long gone for me. I'll catch it in the next life.
Is that 20 including Dragon Ball? I think it's more including Dragon Ball.
At least 20. There's a lot of stuff out there.
Does the show have anything to do with dragons at any point?
It does.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I know?
Dragon Balls.
I remember about this.
Yeah,
Dragon balls, not yeah.
Do you know what I remember?
Not dragon balls.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. Say that again. I didn't hear over somebody's.
I said what? You know what I remember about this show from Toonami is that two dudes would stand there staring at each other, breathing heavy, and then something would happen, and there would be lots of lines behind the movie.
Yeah, that's all I can tell you about it. This one's a lot more streamlined, but that is Dragon Ball Z to a T.
Yeah, a half hour worth of show was extended out for 3 hours, which would be like 7 episodes. Yeah,
that's like this show,
the explosion of Namek.
We only had 10 minutes. 2 hours.
All right, let's move past this if that's cool with everybody.
Yeah, that's it. So I'm excited.
No, Dust wants to see more for it. Let's see more of it. Go ahead. What? What is this?
So this actually just dropped a couple hours ago, but they are bringing back Young Justice for a third season.
Yay!
That's awesome.
Finally.
That's really
see how this plays out.
I don't know. I think it's going to be hyped up too much because we wanted this 3 years ago or 4 years ago.
Three, four years ago.
And now it's finally coming back.
It's finally coming back. Oh, but they're bringing back the original producer, so that's good. I like that.
Young Justice. It's on Netflix if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, definitely there's two seasons to watch.
Is it Netflix? Good?
It's the second season is fucking amazing.
The last episode sucks, but it's good.
The second to last episode was really good. Was that the fight scene?
It's not good.
Where they're in the cave? Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm talking like the last where one character you get to see.
Did you say there's a fight scene in a cave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that or a cage?
Dude, it's great. I mean, they have they're all the characters that they use are fucking phenomenal.
Is there a lion?
No.
What about a tiger?
Oh wait, there might be.
You can't Beast Boy. Sure.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh God. Cool. All right. Well, for all you
cool.
Young Justice
fans, season 3 is coming.
Young Justice is like it's like Teen Titans,
except better.
But better.
Yeah.
Kind of sort of.
It's all what do they call them? The
sidekicks of
sidekicks team up and form a group. Yeah. Oh, these guys.
All right.
Ninjas?
Just for you, dude.
So this also dropped today.
Ninjas.
They're finally going into production now.
Oh, is this the shit you guys paid money for?
Articulated icons. This is that fucking...
7 years ago, you guys, when we first started out, you guys were buying money, paying money into this shit? Or
I'm so uninterested in these.
Yeah. Now you want your money back, huh?
No, I'll get my money back. Don't worry. But, I don't know. It's just like at a certain point, I'm just like, I don't even care anymore.
Do you like the scale?
I'm fine with the scale. For the 6-inch stuff, it's going to be great.
Compared to that Daredevil right there?
It looks smaller than Daredevil.
Hey, listen, Jamie, you weren't at TFCon, but Asian people are short.
Wow. How do you know that he's Asian? Just because he's a ninja, he's automatically Asian?
Yeah, you can't.
I'm assuming his race and his gender because.
You ever watched the Masters?
The unmasked ones.
You ever watched Enter the Ninja, bro? I'm sure there was an American dude in there.
How about the American Ninja?
American Ninja, man.
What about American Ninja Warrior?
That shit was killer, man.
Look at, he's the same size as Scorp. What's his name? Metal Gear, whatever his fucking name is.
Solid Snake.
That guy.
From Figma, yeah, it's good.
So, Chris, I just want to go back to you for a second because you're not
bigger than Icons Batman.
You're not in on this anymore, but don't you have like 50 of them coming to you?
It's close to that. Yeah, so I ordered like, God, $300 worth of them, and then I won a raffle that I entered on top of that. So I've got like, I got a lot of them coming. Well, I know one of them's for J. Ruse.
One of them's mine, yeah.
Yeah,
I got the modern Ninja.
Oh, but that's the only one that you have. You didn't go in on it like Dan and Chris did.
Yeah. No, no, I just wanted that modern Ninja.
They'll still look good. I'm sure Crashbox has a dojo build in them somewhere.
You know how we do.
He's got some styrofoam koi, and it's all in the way.
Styrofoam koi.
No, I'm just gonna throw a Swedish fish in it, and then you have a snack for you. It's gonna be Swedish fish with clear gelatin. Should.
Yeah, some clear acrylic.
No, I'm gonna use that clear gelatin like you make jelly out of, like pectin or whatever, and it'll be an edible dio.
The pectin.
Damn. I'm gonna, yeah.
Isn't that what a gingerbread house is? It's just an edible dio.
Pretty much.
So these are coming out. Should be shipped in February. Is that what they say?
Yes.
All right, cool.
You know, that's what they said. They also said these would be out, you know, second quarter last year, so we'll see.
Well, they addressed that in the notes saying, you know, this was definitely a learning process. It's taken longer, but they're happy that they're finally getting it out. So
what if – I'm sorry, Dan, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
What if the midsection, the torso, is like the old school G.I. Joe rubber band and hook in there? You know, like, G.I.
Yeah,
Joe,
there's no screw hole on the back.
I'm probably okay with that.
That's funny. All right. What do we got?
All right. So that's it. So those will be coming out hopefully by the end of February.
This is a dynamic podcast.
And just for those of you in the New York or Long Island area, Mezco is having a warehouse sale.
Yay.
Because, you know, they put out shit all the time.
How do they have – what is it of?
Probably all their, like, horror dolls and all the other shit that's not the 112th Collective.
And Star Trek figures.
Yeah. And this is happening at their warehouse on Wednesday. So if you're in the area and need to go pick this stuff up,
sure.
Well, there you go. It's happening from, what is it, 9 to 4 p.m., depending on their...
Free plush toy with every purchase that we found in a ditch and washed off.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, Dan, I don't want to steal your thunder here, but did you...
Oh, it's already happened.
How did I steal your thunder? I haven't even been here.
Did anybody
get out, you know, the NECA sale they had on Friday? I totally forgot about it.
Yep.
No.
Did you get in on that, Jane?
Yep.
Did they have any good stuff?
Nope. I just bought some more turtle stuff, the box sets that they were released at the San Diego Comic-Con and New York Comic-Con.
Are those cheaper? I saw they were 100. Isn't that cheaper than what they were originally going for?
No, they were $100 at the show.
So they had the video game ones?
Yep.
Damn it. Oh, well.
Man, I just saw on the bottom of this that it was cash only. That's a fail for old Mezco there.
No credit cards?
No credit cards. Please have exact change. They won't even give you change.
It's like a fucking food truck.
You better have $19 because I'm not.
They're like a food truck. Change. So are you guys familiar with the company Bluefin?
Yeah. Same people that do Tamashii. Bandai figure. Well,
they're the official U.S. importer of the Tamashii stuff. So they have a warehouse sale like once or twice a year. It's supposedly pretty incredible, but I don't live in California, so I don't think I'll be going.
All right, okay. Cool.
Next up. Keep it rolling, Dan. Keep it rolling.
Yeah, thanks for telling me what to do.
No doubt, because you know what? It should have been done 30 fucking minutes ago.
Podcasting.
This is great. All right, so Masters of the Universe.
You don't need me to move on to the next thing. I'm going to just fucking move down.
I'm waiting for Jess to tell me what to do. I'm sitting here playing with a leg and glue. Sorry. That rhymed.
So, Super 7 announced fans that there will be plans for Master of the Universe coming soon. That's pretty much it for that, but just for you MOTU fans, stuff's coming. Just be patient.
They're doing pre-orders for this month on the 16th, or 15th or 16th, I believe, for their stuff that's coming out next year.
And it's like basically just the main characters that were that they showed that they teased a few weeks ago.
Yeah, at New York City Comic Con. Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Cool.
So there, I gotta figure out how to do that because I might want in.
Probably with a computer and internet access.
Well, my computer, my keyboard's not working on my keyboard, so
your phone, bro.
We're gonna have to do that.
Do you have a phone, bro?
You got yes. it.
I know. Absolutely. I got it.
All right. Next.
All right. Thanks, Mom. All right, just a quick look at some Hot Toys Snow Troopers. There's quite a few of these that they were showing off, but I figured
stop
just...
Stop it.
Yeah, Chris, I was going to say, how are you not in on any of these Stormtroopers and stuff?
Because I am not in on any of the Stormtroopers and stuff.
Dude, yet. That's good, dude. Okay. Do you know what's coming? Do you know what they've got coming? Other than the Snowtrooper?
That's cool.
Why does he have a jetpack? I was going to say. Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, that's probably coming up in the movie.
Oh, maybe.
Spoilers.
Do you think? Oh.
The toiler.
Toiler.
Oh, there you go.
From the old from sure Hawkeye. Lucas didn't put it into the special edition?
Does it say Rogue One anywhere? I don't see.
It doesn't say Rogue One.
It doesn't. But the next thing that he's about to show does say Rogue One on it.
Oh, okay. See, so.
Fuckish.
Right here.
Oh my God!
Chris, you're in for this, dude.
They just released, I think, the episode. Return of the Jedi version. It's out now. You can buy it.
Oh, you don't need it now. You get the Rogue One version.
Why would I want the one from a movie that may not be significant at all?
It will be.
Chris, we need to talk later.
Yep. We're gonna talk. Look at that cod piece.
Hashtag doll life.
So Chris, Jay, come on over.
You're not into this at all, Chris? I thought you'd be excited.
Dude, I would be all in on these, but honestly, there's so many characters. I'll be honest, I priced it out. I did, and I even priced out, let's just do original trilogy. And it's still stupid money. Yeah.
They have a Jedi Luke.
Even if you got a Vader and three Stormtroopers behind him,
yeah,
would be dope.
It's like right, $1,200. No, that's like $1,200. No,
even better.
Yeah, it's $250. Dude, yeah. So do you have all the Fan Toys Dinobots? What are you crying about? Same fucking price.
Yo, get back in the garage and start fucking scraping.
That's two dios, bro.
Start scraping foam. You
two dios, really? I really wish that. Which I was making.
Large Death Star dio, and I'm sure you'd get the money for all this stuff.
Yeah, dude, for
that
real.
Dio life.
That's the only thing that does look weird is that that maxi pad he's got in the front of him. It looks a bit.
Yeah, it's pretty annoying.
And if I'm gonna be critical like everything else, the head does look a little too large for the figure.
I don't think it looks.
It's accurate.
I don't think it looks as good as the one that they just brought out.
It's pretty shiny. You know, they're also doing a Force Awakens Luke with the robot hand.
Yo, look at that dangling. Look at that cock dangling on him.
Yeah, I saw the Luke.
What is that? Does that come with the backdrop?
Yeah.
It's a pre-order bonus.
If you pre-order it.
Double-sided backdrop. Mm-hmm. Only thing it kind of
dude, it's a piece of paper.
Doesn't have the
it's a piece of paper.
The lightsaber.
You know it's going to be like a little like... Yeah, it's going to be on some cardstock and it just slides into the...
Does his lightsaber really point upward?
It does there.
Oh God! Look at the fucking look at the cock on that guy, top left.
Isn't that a little unsafe?
What's he gonna do? Lose a hand?
Oh,
too soon.
Too soon.
Oh, God. Dude, look at it. Comes with the PlayStation 2. That's sweet. So with that base in the middle, that stand looks like a PlayStation 2. Man, I was hyped to show this because I thought, Chris, that looks good, dude. Tell me that doesn't fucking look good.
Yeah, it looks great.
I thought Chris was gonna be like, dude, I'm so in, and it was just gonna be cool to see him get excited. He's like, I don't give a shit, dude. You're just that. Like, you have everything that nothing excites you anymore. Like, you're like the dude that like goes to like the rich guy that goes to making snuff films just so we can feel alive again because everything's at his fingertips.
That's, you know, it's funny. My wife says, I don't get it. I'm not very excitable. I'm just not. I never have been. She gets so pissed at me because she's like, how come you never, you know, said she'll do something for me or show me something? And I'm like, okay, that's cool. She's like, is that all you have to say? I said, what do you want me to do? Back handsprings? I mean,
yeah. She wants you to feel, bro.
What dude, size? Dudes, this looks really fucking dope. It really does look dope. I really enjoy it. Yeah, I like to look at that fist. Look at the ribbing. It's the ribbing. The ribbing on the fist.
For his pleasure.
Now here's the question.
Search your feelings, bro.
Keep it rolling. Keep it rolling.
It's Darth Vader, but is it a doll?
It's a doll. Yeah, it's a fucking doll.
No. No.
Is it not a doll because he doesn't come with a jacket you can change him into?
He's not a doll because I want to buy it.
Oh, are you really in for this, Jay Roos?
Yeah, dude, we were talking about it.
Let's hear you talk about it. I'm excited to see you excited.
Well, I don't know if I'm getting this one. I might get the Jedi one.
The Jedi one looks better than this one, man.
Are you going to get – is it going to be flanked by some fucking stormtroopers?
No. I just want Vader. Always been a Vader. I have like 4 or 5 statues of Vader in boxes that I may break out, but I've always been a big Vader fan.
Like the wrestler Vader?
So, the Darth. The Darth Vader.
From Planet Vulcan.
I may pick up one version of this, whatever version is most economical or
$34.99
or best representative of him.
Hold out for the Rebels.
The Rebels want to look weird. Let's be honest.
This this one's $249.99.
I think the Jedi one was cheaper that Chris was showing me.
It was $229. And it's out now instead of this. Will be next year sometime.
I'd want to see what the difference is. But all right, let's
keep it rolling.
Let's keep it rolling.
All right, here's something that Eddie cares about because, you know, he's a big Transformers fan. We have the
– Who?
From Potato
DX9. What's this guy's name again?
Hanzo.
Hanzo. Thank you.
Thanks for doing the work there, buddy.
Hand Solo.
So I think this looks good, but what looks weird is – like, I look at it, it looks good, and then I realize, like, there's windshields and what looks like the cab of the car, I know, is on his legs, but that just looks weird to me. For some reason, that takes me out of it.
It's a little cartoon accurate. It really is. It shouldn't be clear, but it's cartoon accurate.
Who's in for this?
Right now, there's nothing else out there. I'm in.
Yeah. James, you said you are?
Yeah.
The modes are garbage.
They're worse than other things that have come out?
Yeah. Does it come with a submarine mode?
Go back, Dan. Isn't that – that's Grindr, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's him on Grindr. And the bling bling in the mouth there. He's got the
– we could talk about this, Grindr.
The little Wayne teeth.
Oh, don't worry, buddy. We will.
Yeah, man. I'm in, man. So far, there's nothing that I've seen that this is – it's right out the fucking tune for me.
And are you a fan of – do you have any other DX9 stuff?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a couple. I have a – I have the blur, and I had the Chigger, So it's the same as Unique Toys, man. Same family.
Right.
They just can't get on the same fucking – when I was talking to Hanny, he said, like, it's a family-oriented company, and they are all on different levels of what they want to do. They can't get everybody on the same path. You know what I mean? Which is why we're getting all this bullshit.
That sounds like a negative, not a positive.
Yeah, it is very negative. He said, like, you know, this guy wants to do their fix this way, another one wants to do this way, and this is why Unique and DX9 are not coming together to make one line of figs. You know what I mean? The same way. So,
here's what I like about this, though, is all this – they busted out, hey, we're making a 6-shot, and they had a full-color version of the thing ready to go. It wasn't – they didn't show some shitty fucking render.
Yep.
I like that they did that.
I'm not crazy about some of the modes that it has, but, I'm about robot.
Swords actually had a scabber. So just plugging it on the side.
Mm-hmm. So, besides that, that's annoying. What do you guys feel about the size, the scale? What scale do you think this is? You think this is masterpiece scale?
Yeah, well, we saw it at CFCon, dude. Grimlock. Yeah, yeah, he's right next to yeah, right here is Ultra Magnus, man. There he is.
Okay,
that's his nemesis, man. That's his nemesis right there.
Yeah, I agree.
If you guys seen the Headmaster cartoon,
now, do you think he's a little small?
No.
Like, do you think he should have more girth, or do you think he should be taller?
No, I just think the Ultra Magnus is too fucking big. I've always said that we definitely need a new Ultra Magnus, a more animated and cartoon-oriented Ultra Magnus. That is way too big.
Because I agree with you guys, but when everybody was looking at MMC's six shot, everybody was saying he was too small, and isn't he about the same size, same height?
You're talking about Hexatron?
Yeah, Hexatron.
Yeah, well,
that was Chug scale, man. That was made for Chug, and I always thought I thought it was too big for Chug.
I agree with that, but everybody's saying same thing as Carnifex, that he's supposed to be that large compared to Chug. You know,
I always said that he was too big. He was more in the masterpiece scale when I had mine. But I think this guy, he's on point with that.
I like this guy. He's a lot. Really I agree. I think this guy looks good.
I'm sure we're going to see 25 different other ones because, you know, Hasbro's making their the Voyager class or leader class one. So I'm sure we're going to see a couple more companies.
Shout out to Submarine Mo.
Yeah, who's the other one doing it? G Creations or Gigapower or one of the...
Yeah, one of those guys teased that shit. But animation-wise, I think this is the way to go. As of now, you have to fucking backtrack on everything you say.
Like, that's the one thing that I will say about it. I'm not in on it either way, but just like in comparison to this and Hexatron, is just this thing proportionally looks better to me than the Hexatron did.
Hexatron, you have to buy six of them, Jisk.
No, I just have no connection to the character whatsoever. Okay. So
shout out to Lenny.
Dude, could you imagine? Yeah, fuck that noise.
And I gotta tell you what, man. It's like Hexatron's a great toy. I would say buy that fucking toy, but for a masterpiece scale and you want cartoon accurate, this is the way to go, what I've seen so far.
Damn, look, she's like an Olympic freaking...
Wei Zhang with that dumb thighs, bro.
What's this? I haven't seen that. I know, what is this?
The Wei Zhang KO.
It's the oversized KO RC. Yeah.
It's the oversized KO of...
Generations RC.
Generations?
Do you even IG? ROC? RG?
Not today, man.
I will tell you that
Fanatic.
Yeah. Do you even PF, bro?
I was on the show. I don't.
No, this was like 2 weeks, 3 weeks
ago. Oh.
Yeah, okay. This is old news, man.
I'm glad to see we have breaking news on that.
This is better. No, it's better pictures, but it's old news.
I'll tell you this, that here's something where it's like, where I look at it like, I feel like this is more KO than like those Seekers are, and I know it's not because they've upscaled and they've done it bigger, but I'm less likely to buy this. And it may just be because it's a upscaled version of a chug figure, which kind of bothers me.
Yeah. Hey, Jisk, I see a handsome mod here for you.
You know what? Maybe this tells me that nobody else is going to be doing an RC.
But they showed a bunch, or they've teased a bunch,
like an MP scaled or accurate MP scaled.
I bet you by this time next year, you're gonna have five companies making an RC.
I'll be fucking dead next year, Jisk.
All right, here's a question for you guys.
Who knows with that shit, man? I want it now.
Now, we all like the Generation Springer. What if Wei Zhang upscaled it? Would you have that kind of in your masterpiece? No?
I would not either, just because it doesn't.
Because that's like IDW design.
Right. Yeah.
It's still stylized. Like, this RC is still stylized.
Got better things to do tonight than...
If I was trying to go for some IDW, like a... Not a Lost Light, but like an IDW...
Wreckers crew.
Wreckers, I would get that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's on point. Definitely on point. A little thin, but it's on point.
Because that figure is awesome, and then if they made it even better, do you know what I mean?
Yep. Do they have any pictures of this without those ridiculous guns on it?
Yeah, I think they did. Right there. I don't know, the face is what looks fucking...
Thighs, give me some thighs. If the price point's good, I will purchase this just as a stand-in.
Does it show it with another figure?
No,
it does not. Not what I have.
But I guess They said they're putting a bunch of diecasts in it. I'm sorry, I was just saying they're putting some diecasts in it. And Jane, what were you saying? You got cut off? Oh, sorry.
No, I was just saying it looks good. Okay. As far as like what Dust said, a standard.
Yep, for standard.
I've always liked the Chug RC. I think they did a great job. The Legends version, the Takara version. It looks good.
It was almost there, man. They almost had it. They almost nailed it.
The Valkyrie Impossible Toys upscale.
Considering I broke that Power Glide into a bunch of pieces and threw it in the trash, I don't think I'm gonna... Gray was a different company that's making this, but I just don't feel good about it.
Okay. Well, they're also doing the Combiner Wars, Defensor and Ironhide.
Oh, really?
All right, I thought this was new, but I guess it's not. But it's just a picture of a Megatron in his colored form. So just get a kind of a clear shot without all this mess around.
Yeah, that's totally racist.
Listen,
he said colored.
You guys, this thing looks sketchy to me. Like, look at its armpit area and like rib cage. Looks weird to me.
There's things that look good and things that look bad. That's all I'm saying.
This thing is mad suspect.
Well, I've got two Megatrons in my house. Might as well take it on down to the third one.
No,
there you go.
That's like
that. Yikes. And then, just because you asked for it, of the grinder.
Yeah, this just seems to be a lot of discussion going on in the fandom.
Dude, I'm ready for this thing. And I know the photos kind of do make it look like.
Yeah, but you know what, Toy World. The early Toy World pictures made it look like fucking was terrible. And then you see it in real life, you're like, all right, this is good.
Yeah, this is going to be one of those, like, in hand, it looks great type things.
But you're in for it because of Dino Mode, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. So I have the Hasbro version. Honestly, if I get this, it'll be in Bot Mode. It won't be in Dino Mode.
So unless, this will be your Bot Mode, and Hasbro will be your Dino Mode?
Yes, unless this thing is awesome, then I'll completely get rid of the Hasbro and just buy another one of these.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wowie, wow, wow. All
right, then we have in-package pictures of Grindr and Sovereign.
That's good. So what do you guys think? You guys think we're going to see these two before the end of the year?
I think Grindr, yes. The Galvatron.
Being that we're seeing all these picks and they're ready to go.
We will see them before the Chinese New Year. Look how tiny his hands are.
I don't like the proportions at all. Those shoulders look huge.
So you're thinking like before Chinese New Year we're going to see these?
Yeah.
I hope so.
I think you're going to see the Grimlock soon. I think you're going to see the Grimlock for sure in December at the latest. I think the Galvatron January.
Like fingers now instead of doing the hinge.
I mean, they're already, man. The styrofoam's done. We see some box art. So
terrible.
Real fast. Don't change that picture. The Grimlock there doesn't look bad. It looks beefy as shit right there.
It's only when it comes right on when you're throwing it looks, right in front of it.
It definitely looks better from this angle.
Yeah, I don't think – I just think it's shitty photos, man.
I just think it's bad angles. They're not going to do that to us, man. They came this far. They're not going to do it.
Go back.
And it looks like his feet are huge, like his feet base.
They are pretty wide. Go back.
The foot base, yeah, going front to back and side to side, that foot base looks huge.
Yeah, see right there. It's the waist that really. If you put your thumb and just cover up the waist, it doesn't. And like pretend it's not there. It doesn't look bad. It's the red part, and it could just be the color.
Yeah,
it's the red waist that throws the whole thing off.
Could you just touch your screen?
No, I just held my. I just two fingered it. I just hold it up in front of
me. I do it all the time. I'm like, I point at it like this fucking thing.
It's an old painting trick. Like I would, if you stand back and you just cover things up.
Wait till we get our touchscreens. The proportions on the Galvatron look wonky too, from the front perspective.
Again, it could be just like they're taking these photos like, I don't know. Why does he have double cannons?
Well, too bad that he should have laid on the ground.
Show you your options.
No,
the regular and translucent.
The Galvatron doesn't bother me at all.
It's 100 times better than a fucking Tyrant, man. It just looks so much better.
Yeah, the accessories.
That don't look bad. That angle right here looks good.
I think this thing's going to be okay, man.
The hands are kind of small, though. I'm sure it'll
be fine.
The hands are always going to be holding something, so you're never really going to see them.
Oh, they're holding something.
Let me tell you like how...
The mouse.
I'm ready for it just not to be a floppy fucking mess.
Yeah. you know you're not going to have that fucking hip issue. You're not going to have that problem.
I don't have problems with my Grimlock. And it's an original, like the first run.
Mine is a piece of shit.
Yeah, I hate that chest gimmick. Makes it fly. I hate everything about it.
The Autobot symbol doesn't come up all the way. It's all off-centered. It's just terrible.
Terrible
problems.
And that is all I have for you today.
I mean, cool. We just have to fucking just wait it out and see what's up.
We didn't. Did we talk about the Toy World stuff? I know we weren't here. Have any? But you don't have to have the photos, but I mean, I didn't know if we just talked about it or if we need to.
There's the one picture, Dan. I don't know if you can find it. The one with all the alt modes for all of their upcoming projects.
Ah, that one. Let me see if I can find it for you.
All right. Well, in the meantime, while he's looking for it, I mean, are you talking about the one that just showed like the two jets and then the three pieces of Bruticus? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, they were in a circle. Right. It was the helicopter, the two jets.
Everybody knows everything about that. Everybody knows.
Dude, I'm ready, and I hope it's the same size as Toy World Devi. I hope it fucking is as solid as the thing is.
You want that simplistic? I'm thinking. I'm really in for that simplistic shit. As long as it looks good.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I'm fine with that.
I'm going to say those alt modes look fucking good. Like, and their combined modes are made from their alt modes. So this is going to look fucking, I feel like this is going to be good.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. From it looks like, and again, you can't see underneath them, but you know, like everybody always complains that with, especially the aerial bots, it just looks like a bot underneath a jet. And mm-hmm. You don't get that, like, especially this one on the bottom here. It looks like they took a lot of, like, some cues from the MP Seekers.
Yeah. Yep. You know? I thought the same.
I mean, just as far as transformation, you can make the arms fold in that way.
Well, I'm not going to defend the TFC bots, but the TFC bots all took cues from the Seekers as well. They transformed very much like those Seekers.
Did it hide the bot, though, or did it look like a bot with a plane on it?
No, the only one that had a bot hanging from the jet was Silverbolt.
Silverbolt.
Let's just hope they're going to rang these things out real quick like they did with the other.
Would you guys be okay if so let's just take Superion for an example. So instead of having the planes be the whole bicep and forearm, if it was just the biceps and then they had a parts forming forearm like Devastator, but looks similar to the bot, would you be okay if they went that route? Or do you need the whole jet to be the whole thing?
The Devastator was successful because it was a parts former, right?
Right.
That's made it the more solid than any other combiner.
Right, absolutely.
But I don't see how they can do that with the other ones, being that their arms are made from jet parts, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you don't think they could just do it? I mean, I don't know if they're going to. I doubt that they will. But, I mean, you don't think they could just do it where basically the bot kind of folds up to, like, this brick thing, and then you have another piece that resembles a jet, but it's an added-on forearm in hand?
Like I'm sure they could somehow.
Like, I would be fine with that if it worked well. Like, the Devastator works fucking so well. And I want that. I want it. Yeah, that's it. I don't know.
Anybody else?
Am I the only one in on this thing?
I can't wait to see what they're fucking doing, because if they're going to do the same thing they did with Devi for these guys, that accuracy.
Now, are you in on the Devastator now, Dust, that you've seen it at TFCon?
The last thing that I was worried about and we all discussed was the crane turning. But now that Fans Toys kind of hinted, I'm just waiting it out to see what they're going to do. I don't think they're going to come with it. You know what I mean?
Do you think that's a Fans Toys thing? Or do you think that's like what everybody's saying, where it was like the Toy World silhouette?
I think it's just going to be like a comparison shot. But I'm waiting it out. So I'll wait till that Toy World Devi goes to like 400 shipped, you know, in the group.
That'll be soon.
And that's when I'll get it. But you know what? I really, honestly, I was like, you know what? I could sell this. I could sell this. I could sell this. And I'll just grab it. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what's up, man. But yeah, I really like the look of it. And after going to Skullface's crib for Skullfest and seeing it in front of me, I'm like, wow, that's fucking massive. It looks good. I like this. I like this. I like this. But the only thing I didn't like was the way the scoop and it was very G1 accurate with the scoop down, but I like to pull the scoop up.
I'm gonna see, because I was just about to break it down to put him in bot mode anyway. And I normally take the scoop off so it doesn't take up so much shelf space. But I'll see if you can flip it around, dude. And it's an easy thing.
Yeah, I think someone said you could just get in there and you could just pull it and you turn it around. Yeah. You could unscrew it and turn it around. If that's – I'll do that, man. That'll be good, man. You know, and I feel like I'm such an asshole for saying, like, the one thing that's turning me off is the scoop. But it's that much of an annoyance that I just don't want to buy that. You know, go in, you know, $600 for a fucking figure.
Right.
That's what that'll turn me off of that, you know?
Yeah, no, I hear you, dude. It's
but I think these other space. If they're gonna go the same route they did with Toy World did with the Devi, it's gonna be great, man. I really think it's gonna be cartoon accurate. Little stylized in there, but you know what? It's gonna rock. And it's gonna be hard on the wallet.
Yeah, oh dude. I know, and I heard, I think it was SCU was talking about, like, I think it was Bobby that said he hopes they don't release, like, one Superion and then one Combaticon. And then one Aerobot, like, and one
bounce Combaticon off each other. Yeah, you want one and then one. But being these guys are done, I think that's what we're going to get. We're going to be
and doing. I was like, and if they put it out as fast as they put out that Devastator, like,
yep. I think we're just going to see, like, boom, 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 down the line 8 months later. No, we're broke.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Dan, you got anything else?
No, that was it.
All right. I think, Chris, I was just going to type it in this chat, but are you taking off?
Yeah, guys, I my voice is completely shot. I've actually been sick all weekend. I've been trying to tuck it in, and it's unraveled on me, so.
Not even Chris Johnson?
For the record, Chris blew out his voice on 17 other podcasts. Didn't That's save right. any of it for his own show.
No, I wish I could. You hear how I sound, and I'm having to push to get this out. So, what's you up? Guys have fun wrapping up.
Hold on 1 second.
Hold
before
on
you go.
1 second, man. Before you go,
Jay Ruse. Since Chris is leaving early.
Oh yeah. Well, no picks tonight.
No,
we're gonna do our segment real quick. Just you guys stick around for it.
Okay, you didn't send me any pictures, but that's fine.
Well, I was asleep till 5 minutes before the show.
He literally popped in right when we hit the live button.
Just put him in there and Dan can post him. Just copy and paste my thing.
All right, I can figure it out.
So, cool.
Yeah.
I don't know who made that one, but that was pretty hilarious.
I'm having trouble here because I don't have a mouse. All right. So since I have to skip over a bunch of stuff, because of...
Oh, you're showing it all.
Yeah.
We'll go back one.
I'm glad you're prepared.
So for Chris's birthday, he already ruined everything, but we all got together and we were going to get you this burger shoe.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. I thought you would like that.
It's pretty damn creative.
It looks actually tasty. I'm looking into it.
It looks good.
Are the laces French fries?
I think they look like cheese. It looks like cheese.
The only thing that's throwing me off is the tomato wedge at the bottom lace that looks like it's a piece of watermelon.
I thought it was strawberry.
Oh,
or strawberry. Yeah.
Strawberry, it's bad news.
It kind of does, but that is
actually... Just put some secret sauce on it. We're all in.
It's correct for the sneaker. They did a very good job with it.
Don't need no lettuce.
According to Tyler, they made a sneaker based off of this color.
Of course they did.
Formation.
I'm sure they did.
But all right. But anyway, you know, so we get together for birthdays, and we always pitch in and buy each other gifts. So, Chris, here's what we got you.
That's what we got.
We got you a collection of doll brushes.
Nice.
For your dolls.
For the dolls I don't have.
And for the dolls that you, but you know.
No.
You're going to need them.
And you're going to need them.
I mean, Bruce Wayne's going to need to brush his hair once in a while. And
we made sure wherever. We got it in every color.
So. But most of all, you're going to need to brush.
Oh, shit, guys. Holy shit.
Wonder Woman's hair.
Wonder Woman's hair.
No way.
Yep.
Are you fucking serious?
And you could sit there and hum. You could hum her theme while you're brushing.
That theme music is fucking cool as shit.
Yeah, wait till I make a beat. Wait till I make a beat out of it.
Dude, please. I'm ready for it. So I'm sure you know, Chris, that this is it's on pre-order. I don't think it comes out until Christmas.
There it is.
We're gonna get flagged. I wouldn't play any more of that.
You can only play a certain amount of time, so
it's like J-Roo sticks it in. He's like, oh, I'm done.
But
I am so putting that hair in my mouth.
Dude, like, you really do, like, Chris, you're gonna have to do that thing's hair, like, for real.
I'm just gonna go straight into
you're gonna get some brush with that, man. You're gonna get
it's gonna be the daughter. This is gonna be the daughter your wife never had.
Your daughter's
girls. Dad, can I flat iron?
You know, once you get this, Chris, it's over, man. It's total fucking doll life, man.
Well, guys, I'm blown away, guys. I'm blown away.
Say happy birthday,
thank you.
Dude.
Thank you
happy
so much.
Happy birthday, Chris.
You're welcome.
But Lordy, Lordy, look who's 40.
But I do have to say, you've all bought a doll now. So you,
No.
Hanging over your head.
Listen, I bought part of a doll, and I'll let you guess which part is mine.
I bought the part that's behind that part.
I bought the boot. I bought a boot. So.
You know, if he got the hooch, I got the boots.
His boots are badass. Gentlemen, I super appreciate it. That's totally unexpected. Y'all are fucking crazy. Jesus Christ. Thank you all.
I just wish it was released and you had it in your hands.
Already. Yeah, me too. That's the only bit of it.
The fact that it's in December is like,
He's going to get off the show right now and cancel his pre-order.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I hope so. Cancel that pre-order if you...
Actually, this is the only one that I hadn't pre-ordered.
Really?
I was waiting because I don't know. I was just thinking it might come out at retail, but you'd be able to be picked up, but... I'm excited, guys. Thank you so much.
It is all being handled by Ace, so
good luck with that one.
Anything can happen there.
You know what? Well, welcome to the Silver Age.
Thanks to you guys and all the other jackals that are in the Jackal Club, whatever we call it.
Banter Boys.
So
yeah.
Once again, I really do appreciate it, guys.
All right, dude. You can dip.
I sound like a cryptic Kermit the Frog.
You're out.
Get out of here.
You're good, man.
All right.
Good night.
You could have been anywhere in the world, guys, but you were not listening to me talk anymore. So, all right.
Yeah, it's all love that you guys. Podcast. See you. You've been doing. Blah, 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 blah. Crash box this, up your ass, that. Out of here.
I know. He could have bought that thing like five times over with his Crash box money, and we were just I had to count pennies to get that.
All right, Jay, are we doing something here? Should I highlight you?
All right, yes. Well, you should have been highlighting me. But this is a segment of the show where we feature artists from Instagram who use the hashtag Realm of Collectors.
Realm?
Realm.
Realm.
Oh, thanks, Jane, for covering for Chris's
Realm.
So every week I pick five pictures from the IG and feature them live on the show every Monday night at 8 p.m.
I don't like
when you're not sleeping through most of the pre-show.
Your cadence is killing me. The show and you need up your ears.
Without further ado, let's go through the pictures that are now mixed up with some birthday pictures. So,
all right, cool. There we go.
First picture is by DPC36, Dan Plastic Crack. Everybody knows him. He's a great guy from the Japan with a whole bunch of wrestlers that I know nothing about other than, oh, that might be Bret the Hitman Hart.
He said the Japan.
You got the Nasty Boys, and you got the Hart Foundation with Jimmy Hart.
There you go. So, awesome pick with a ring and a ring post and a crowd in the background.
The ring, ring.
Great poses. So, awesome job at DPC. Check him out. This guy posts. He has a tremendous collection of toys. Maybe rivaling James' collection.
Oh.
Maybe.
Wait, we got a collection off video.
Yeah,
we should do that. But he has all the G1 figures, and he compares them to all the modern Masterpiece third-party figures, and the Chug figures. So he has a huge collection. Check him out. He's a great, great photographer, too. All right, next picture, next artist is, I think that's his cousin, right? At Tunda Kareka.
Yeah.
Who I believe is from Hawaii, so we're going international right now, even though that's part
Hawaii
of the
Hawaii or Hawaii?
Hawaii.
How is Hawaii international?
It's because it's overseas.
Isn't that
still part of the U.S.?
According to Jay Ruse, it's still a part of Japan.
No. It's part of, I said it's part of America, but it is overseas. And like James said, it's in international waters. Okay.
Whatever.
You do have to go overseas to get to it.
Learn your geographies.
Dude, even geography, bro.
So that's an awesome picture of Zartan and Storm Shadow. I don't know what figures these are because it doesn't look like Zartan has elbow articulation. Jeez.
That's the elbow, 25th, I think, because I bought that one.
Yeah.
That's a good figure.
With no elbow articulation?
It does have it. It's just hidden really well.
Okay.
I've got that weird G.I. Joe kind of like hinge swivel thing.
These are good looking figs. These are still 3¾, right? Or 4-inch? Yeah,
correct.
Yeah, these are really good looking figures. Great picture, great lighting, great background. I really like what you did here. Tunda Kareka.
Tunda Kareka.
And there's a story. So if you go to his page, there's a story behind this. Just I couldn't copy and paste the whole book he wrote. So if you guys go check it out, you'll understand. All right.
Tunda Kareka. Chill out on the story.
Dude, bro. As a kid, I just remember as a kid when I finally got Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow, I was like, that's it. I don't need anything else. I mean, then, of course, you needed, like, Destro and stuff like that. But, like, to have those two together for some reason, I was like, yes.
Once I got my Zartan with the Swamp Rider, I was all good. Zartan came with the Swamp Rider. Nobody? Nobody? It's not a boat.
Speedboat?
Fucking dick.
I also wanted Cobra Commander with the faceplate, but now as an adult, I prefer Cobra Commander with the hood.
Same here.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. The hood.
That's racist.
The hood's.
Oh, that's cheeseburger Burger shoe. Doll life combs.
We should really get them the combs now too.
Doll life. And our next artist is Hey It's Omen at Hey It's Omen. Hey_It's_Omen. And I'm going to guess that that's a Halo figure.
Spartan Locke.
Yep. Spartan Locke. Okay. That's the bad Spartan, right?
I believe so.
Or is that the good?
Well, okay. Not really.
But... I haven't really played.
He gets sent out to bring back Master Chief because Master Chief went rogue.
Okay. So he's just not Master Chief. Okay. Got it.
Do you even Halo, bro?
Nah, Destiny. The other Bungie, yeah, the better Bungie
game. The bad Bungie game.
No, the better Bungie game.
Yeah, when the crew split up, and what you got was the worst part of it.
Let's compare the last Halo to the current Destiny.
Whatever.
It is nothing compared to it.
Whatever, bro.
And an alien figure. I don't know which alien figure this is, but it looks really cool with the clear helmet. But either way, I think when people do this sci-fi crossover thing, it looks really awesome, and this picture looks really good. So real good job at
nice stuff.
Hey_It's_Omen.
And I think the alien shots too will work. Like any military-esque type figure will work with the alien, yeah, or even the Predator. Like they're just good crossovers.
What I like about it is like it stays the whole tone. The blue, goes straight across. You know.
Yeah.
There's a whole tone. There's a tone to the pick. You know.
Looks like that's another movie.
Like the saliva or the slime
snot dripping
from the mouth of the aliens.
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
Is that built into that figure, or is that something that was added on after the fact?
That's added on. Let's do. I can't.
Twit twat. Oh god, we're getting close.
Oh, I see. Okay. Wow, that's good.
You can't tell it though.
No, yeah, from that far away. At that scale.
So, all right. Next. At Toyman98 with a black stormtrooper.
That's a big black dong.
What's up with that gun? The barrel is bent as shit.
To the right.
Just cursed.
To the left.
So, what figure is this, Jame?
What is that? The Shadow Trooper from the Black Series? That was in the 2-pack for the Toys R Us exclusive? Is that it?
I was going to say Shadow Trooper. I agree.
Yeah, Shadow Trooper in the 2-pack, yeah.
So,
I'll go with that.
Finally. Yes. That is, I think that is correct. Nice. Awesome with the diorama. I don't know if this is a TV screen or if this is one of those. I don't think this is one of those diorama kits. I think this is it's standing in front of a screen. This is awesome.
It definitely might be that. It looks like it.
But yeah, this is an awesome perspective and awesome lighting shot. I really like this perspective. I like the bent barrel aiming towards the fingers.
Donald.
I see his finger. It's a screen because you can see his own fingers. Sorry.
Oh, and the reflection on the side? I thought that was maybe just like a lens flare, but.
Oh, yeah, I could see. I see what you're talking about.
It's a good picture. I'm just.
Yeah.
Nobody pay attention to the fingers on the screen. All right.
And a little spoiler. Sorry.
So, awesome shot at Toyman98. Just try to keep your fingers off the screen. Next time. But you were still selected, so don't worry about it. Next picture is at MBiz55 with a doll Batman and
is this loose skin?
Yeah, well, it is the Mezco loose skin Batman, but it's not the... The loose skin Batman officially was like the black and white version, or the gray, and his cape I think was black if I remember correctly.
Batman's backing into a corner getting backed into a corner by some face huggers.
It's not another, the loose skin Batman we want, but it's the loose skin Batman we deserve.
This is an awesome shot. He wrote that he just got this diorama, and this is his first picture, one of his first pictures with it. This diorama looks pretty sick.
That's nice.
I noticed, like, you see the little mini window on the bottom that's lit up.
Oh, I thought that was a cardboard box.
I don't know. It looks like a window.
It probably is, yeah.
And it looks dope. I mean, those yellow posts look really realistic. The fucking meter here. This is an awesome diorama.
It's all Walmart approved. It's all great. Sam. Shout out to Sam.
Yes. If you say so. Awesome shot at MBiz55. Dig what you're doing here. Awesome diorama. I like the combo. Good job. Keep it up. And that's it for this week's segment. If you guys want to be featured on the show, please tag your pictures at Realm of Collectors.
Realm.
And use the hashtag Realm of Collectors.
And that's what I just said.
You said tag them at Realm of Collectors. That's
hello. Use the hashtag Realm of Collectors. Tag your pictures, hashtag Realm of Collectors. Yawn. Anyway.
Yawn.
And I'm Jace News. Shout out to Tommy Barricade.
Hashtag Jace
News. For being so much more enthusiastic than me. Hey, and that's it. Let's move on.
Sweet.
Cool. Great picks.
Oh, the pictures will also be featured on the at Realm of Collectors IG page and the website www.realmofcollectors.com and our Facebook page .com. Okay. I'm done.
Sweet.
I don't want to bore Tommy anymore.
We kind of did discussion stuff in the beginning. Does anybody have anything else? I feel like I'm missing something, but I mean, we're at about 2 hours.
Yeah, man. We're about wrapping up here.
Right, well, shit. We'll just we'll wrap it up. See, man, Chris fucking threw us for a loop this whole day. He's not here.
Yeah, man.
I'm not used to hosting.
I'm balanced, man. But nah, you did a great job, bro.
Coming in.
Kept it locked in. Going, man.
Well, all right. Let's do some
outro. You got the shout outs, man? Are you ready for the shout outs?
Nah, I'm going to wing that shit.
Oh, my God. We need to make it mandatory that everybody has it right next to the computer.
I think I got it. I hear it.
Are we going to mention the new show?
No.
Table Network? No? All right.
No, I think Ace has got that handled. For
this. We got that on. Okay. Finger banging will be Thursday.
I'm Thursday? Talking to the other.
Yeah. Ace is Ace.
But the new show starts Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Awesome.
Wow.
All right, so let's do some outros. We'll start with you, Dan. Tell everybody, what does Chris say? Where they could find you at. You're muted,
bro. Where you're at?
Where are you at?
Space hold and muted.
I'm here. I am at the Harvey double underscore dent on IG. Sorry, the camera's over here. And I lurk around in the Facebook groups. Realm of Collectors.
Sweet. I never look at the camera, so it doesn't matter where it is.
All right, J-Riz. It's your time to shine.
You never look in her eyes either, do you?
Never. Smart. Then I have to explain myself.
Smack that ass.
So I'm at Jay Ruse on the IG, which is going on what? Dan, how long has it been since I posted a picture?
Let me look. I haven't been there.
You're the stalker.
I mean, you haven't even posted anything, like a post, not even a photo, but a post?
No, nothing since May.
July 7th.
July
7th. Damn, dude, that's 6 fucking months. Let me ask you a question.
He likes my photos every now and then.
Since we're here, do you have... And this isn't a bad thing, but I mean, do you even have the desire to take a photo? Like, do you like, oh, I really want to take photos?
I do. I just feel like my time and my attention is split in so many different directions that I just can't focus on it. You know, I want to.
I mean, let's be real. It's the PlayStation that's really your number one problem.
No, because I don't do PlayStation in the mornings. I only do it at night.
Would you normally take photos in the mornings? Did you used to take photos in the mornings?
Yeah, I normally take more pictures.
So you're
in the morning.
Just lazy now.
Nah, it's just I have no motivation to. It's a lot of work. I have no motivation to do it. So I want to do it, but no motivation to do it. You know?
No, dude, I understand completely. I relate to that.
But you can also find me on the PlayStation Network at cadaver_11, and you find me there. You know, sweet. Once in a while.
All right, Dust Mites. Dust Miggots.
Dust Miggity. Dust Mites on Instagram, Eddie Dust Mites in the group. Cobra Law Records. Hit up the YouTube channel, Cobra Law Records on YouTube. I just want to give a big shout out to Agent H.
Yes.
Who's recovering this evening from a surgery. I don't know what it entailed or whatnot, but, you know, shout out to him, man. Get good. We're here, man. We're here, brother. Other than that, NJCC next weekend, ToyCon on Saturday, NJCC on Sunday. It's going to be a fucking plastic fucking overdose.
Sweet.
Good times, man. Good times. So Monday, we'll have a lot to talk about.
A little NJCC wrap up?
Maybe. Maybe not.
All right. Gene.
Find me on Instagram and YouTube, VictorySaber77, and on Facebook. So
it's fast as shit.
Just quick and easy.
Oh.
I mean, this is bittersweet.
Hi, sweetie.
When there's less people here, I like the Jame talks more. I like it.
Yeah.
It's more people off more often. Maybe it's just me. I don't know.
No, I like hearing them talk, too. He's got a soothing voice.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, nice. I am Just Glenn. You guys can catch me at Jabotron on Instagram and The Good Book. Again, that's Facebook for all you sinners out there. God's watching. That's all I'm going to say. And it's a couple of quick things. Dust just said that NJCC is this week. We will have rock packs there. We have, I think the sizes are 2X, 3X, and 4X left. It's $35 if you pick it up at NJCC. Crashbox will also be at the 215 Toys booth, so go and check out some. If you haven't seen one of his dios in person, I mean, check them out. They're fucking awesome. Like, Chris really does a good job. Let's see. What am I missing here? I'm sorry, I'm reading it now. Now I got it down. Cool Table Network. Woo!
Whoa!
How much time I do this? Shout out to the Cool Table Network and all the shows that are in that network. You got Toy Detox, Shattered Cast, Uncut, Nerd Rage, Plastic Fanatics, Figabangin, Beer and Bolters. 40K. He has bolsters written down.
Did Chris send you his notes?
Yeah, he sent me his thing. It says Beer and Bolsters. Should just be called Beer and Holsters. 40K. Which, you know, and I've never listened to an episode, and it's not because I'm not into it. I just haven't. I want to check it out.
Bolters are the weapons of the Space Marines. They're basically
they're called bolters.
They're called bolters. Yeah.
I don't know why I had to announce that I've never listened to a show, but I just felt the need to be honest right there. That's all. You guys bring it out of me. Shout out to the Cobra Law family.
Wow, and, you sent you his notes. He did. Chris.
Don't forget to say that this doesn't say this verbatim, but it just, I know what he says. So don't forget to send your what's in the fucking box videos and shelf life videos to
enterthe realmcast@gmail.com.
You guys can catch us at Twitter at enterTheROC or enterTheRock. Facebook is Realm of Collectors. Instagram is at Realm of Collectors, which I want to say that the hashtag there, over 50,000 hashtags. That's something to be fucking,
geez.
That's crazy.
Thank you.
Keep that up. Website, of course, is realmofcollectors.com, and you can find us on iTunes. You can give us ratings. I don't give a shit about that. You know where we are.
But those cool guys think that it's something to do.
Yeah, it's cool. All right, you guys. That's it. Later.
That's it?
I think so.
Wow, I saw it. You read the Pickerton from...
Well, he sent me his thing. I'm glad he did, because I wouldn't have shouted out the Cobra Law family. Not because I don't care, just because wouldn't have known to.
You don't care. We got it.
Oh. Dude, we should have ended right with that.
Yeah. No, we're